let's get to the main point.
Is the world ending?
No, the world's not going to end.
That's Coconino Community College science instructor and self-described archaeoastronomer Brian Bates. There are, of course, different views on why the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st, 2012. Some believe the Mayans foretold the end of time. Archaeologists say the calendar was an attempt to give people hope that the world would continue well beyond their lifetimes.
Is that people throughout the centuries have been prophesizing the end of the world.
Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff has been hosting Mayan Mondays, a series of talks about the Mayan calendar to demystify it for the public. Irene Askelson, a visitor from North Dakota, came to get more information.
There's been a lot of hype about the end of the world coming on December 21st, so I was a little leery about it, and I guess I'll just wait and see what happens now.
Bob Volz was visiting from Florida.
This is an interesting time for us to be able to come hear this talk, actually. So to be able to sit down and maybe get a little bit more accurate perspective on what it is that all the sensation's about.
A 45-minute drive away, some Sedona residents have a different outlook on the day and what it will bring. Many believe Sedona to be the home to dozens of so-called vortexes, which New Age enthusiasts believe contain healing energy.
Wherever you go in Sedona, there's a picturesque view in front of you.
Mark Pinkham is an author and self-described visionary.
It's very uplifting. And there's a secret to Sedona that has been revealed to me for the last 25 years.
Pinkham is leading a conference this week called Birthing the Fifth World, celebrating the end of one era and the beginning of another. The conference includes meditations and a sweat lodge. On a hike to Airport Mesa Vortex, he explained how he will usher in December 21st.
We'll go to the different vortexes and do some meditations and just do certain things in order to connect with that energy, move it through us, and use it to expand our consciousness.
Inside a local coffee shop, Sedona resident and retreat operator Puma St. Angel says she sees the struggles of people trying to break free of the old and latch on to the new.
We are in a transitional period, and people are needing to discover new tools because the tools that we've had to get us where we are now are not going to be the tools to get us out of this space.
But archaeoastronomer Brian Bates says there won't be much of a change on December 21st.
There may be a few people that wake up on December 22nd with a hangover, but other than that, I think it's going to be a pretty normal winter solstice event.
The Mayan carved their calendars into stone towers called stelas. And according to archaeologists, some of these towers, located throughout the Yucatan, show the end of the calendar as December 21st. But others show the end as December 23rd. It might be a long weekend. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Janice Baker.